For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with Steve Morgan, the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Steve, thank you so much for joining me.
Great to be here, Paul.
Cybercrime Magazine is launching some new podcasts. Steve, tell us all about the new series, some of which have already aired, by the way, but we have some coming up still at the time of this recording. What's going on?
Paul, great to be here today. It's always exciting when we're working with a new company or we're working with a company for the second or third time, which is often the case. So we have a lineup of several companies. I'll start off with Ed Lumen. They're an MDR and XDR provider. Great company. And Mark Sangster, who previously was on with us when he was with another company, he's one of the top thought leaders in the industry, is now with Ed Lumen. So there's a reconnection and we're looking forward to that series.
And you actually did the first episode with Mark, right?
I did. I wanted to talk to him again. I had a chance to interview him in the past, and he's fantastic. He's one of those people where you could just get on any cybersecurity topic, and he knows this stuff off the top of his head.
Well, one of the other companies I wanted to point out, too, is People, which is spelled P-I-P-L, for those not familiar. How did we start working with them? Because they're one of our newer clients, and I think both the series we're doing with them is very interesting, but also People's product, the thing that they actually produce, is also quite interesting.
So like a lot of cybersecurity companies or companies with tools that are relevant to our field, they got in touch with us. I think they heard us on our podcast and they decided to do a small media program with us, which was successful. And, you know, we helped get the word out, even though so many people know about them already. But I guess you could never get enough good PR in our industry. And then we decided to take it to the next level. We enjoyed working with each other and decided to produce a series for cyber and fraud investigators talking about AI and People's new tool. We have Teresa Payton, who's a longtime friend, cybersecurity expert, former White House CIO, is going to be the host. That's a weekly series that's going to kick off soon for a year. So excited about that.
I think what's cool about that one is that's actually a 52-episode series with Teresa. And we did a series with her previously that was also kind of on that shorter side, a more short and punchy solo series, if you will, because it was just Teresa speaking, basically. So do you have anything interesting that you think Teresa is going to be talking about? I know that she brings a lot of, as you say, investigative cyber experience to the table, and that fits right in with People. But I'm curious if you had your eye on any particular topics she was going to cover.
I'm looking forward to her sharing real-world stories without naming names, and she has so much of that. So it's one thing to cover things from afar, or you could be a media property or just a so-called, quote, cybersecurity expert, but you're speaking at a high level about a topic, whereas she has this deep dive real world experience. She's worked extensively with law enforcement. She knows as much about investigative work in our field as anybody, and that's what's going to really make her and this series shine.
Well, one more company I want to talk about too is CybeSafe, because I've seen you and Amanda Glassner, that's our podcast manager here, talking about this in the office. What are we doing with them, and also what's CybeSafe about?
CybeSafe develops a human risk management platform. They provide security awareness training and other related services. They help companies develop security cultures to prevent against cybercrime. That also is a 52-episode series. It already kicked off. I think we just put out the third or fourth episode, a new one every week, the Security Nudge. And as the name implies, it exists to nudge people in the right direction, namely employees and the world's users, to keep us all safe. So every week we're putting out a reminder around a danger and an action to counter that danger.
It almost reminded me when I heard the first episode of a PSA type, because it's almost like mind the gap when you get on the train, or, you know, tuck your legs under during a ride and stay seated. But it's really important reminders, I think, that sometimes get lapsed just because people are moving fast, working at companies, things get kind of crazy in our modern world.
It's the little things that count, and this is a little thing.
Yeah.
This isn't all of it. CybeSafe has a very sophisticated platform. There are so many aspects to security, but the little things count, and this is a big little thing.
I like the series name, Nudge, Security Nudge. I like that a lot.
And people can go to securitynudge.com to see all of the episodes.
Awesome. Okay, one more before we go. Palo Alto Networks. I know we just launched a new series with them. Steve, what's been going on with that? I know that's been on your radar.
That's exciting because everybody knows Palo Alto Networks. Everybody knows what the company does. And of course, there's a lot to unpack there if we were going to do a podcast series with them from, say, a corporate standpoint. With this particular series, we're working with their group in EMEA. So you're talking about the Middle East, that part of the world, and Latin America. and specifically their partner ecosystem. So it's going to be exciting to hear, how does one of the world's, if not the world's largest security company, develop partnerships, find new partners? What does that whole partner ecosystem look like, and getting into these other parts of the world? So I'm looking forward to that.
Steve, as always, thanks for coming on. We're all excited about these new series, and we're doing some work with other companies too. So keep checking our podcast. You'll see some new stuff coming out.
Thank you, Paul.
To follow all of our media, go to cybercrimemagazine.com.